Craig Newmark of Craigslist on why he chose philanthropy over running a big tech company.
The world doesn't need more loud people giving their opinions.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. There's a lot of focus right now on the tech industry and its big personalities and what they're doing to help or maybe hurt society. One tech founder is trying to be a smaller personality, but hopefully have a big impact on things like education, supporting military families, equality in tech, and journalism. Craig Newmark is the founder of Craigslist. It is known, of course, for disrupting the classified ads business, helping millions of people find apartments and dogs and dates, and for having almost the exact same interface it had in 1995. But a lot of people might not realize that even though the site is called Craigslist, Newmark himself is no longer involved in the day-to-day. He now runs Craig Newmark Philanthropies. I asked him if he could clarify his relationship to Craigslist.
I still do a certain amount, a very small amount, of customer service to stay in touch with what's real. I have a minor involvement in corporate governance, but that's it. I haven't been involved in management for a very long time.
And when you say that you're involved in customer service, does that mean that like some lucky user occasionally gets an email from you? Or what does that look like?
People find ways to contact me, and I try to help, but usually I have to delegate that to people in the team who are smarter than me, which means all of them.
I see. So it's occasionally involuntary customer service.
I welcome it because the only way you stay in touch with what's real in a company is customer service.
And I should also clarify, you still have an ownership stake in the company at some level?
I do, but I spend all my time thinking about the philanthropic stuff I do.
And I want to talk about that in a minute. I want to ask you, though, there are many who think of Craigslist itself as a missed opportunity in some ways. And some of your cohorts from that period, like Yahoo, are gone. But others like Amazon or Microsoft or Google or eBay have reaped incredible value. Do you ever have thoughts about what could have been?
Mostly I focus on things like, well, Craigslist is a good place to help people put food on the table. It's a good place to help find a table. And it's a good place to find a roof under which to put the table. That means a certain amount of obsession and just straight ahead looking.
So talk to us about the philanthropic work then. You started Craig Newmark Philanthropies in 2015 with kind of a buffet, it seems like, of initiatives, the promotion of trustworthy journalism, evening the gender gap in technology, improving the electoral system. Is there a through line, do you think, to the work that you're trying to do?
Well, on a lot of years of reflection, you know, doing customer service, I figure that America was based on some basics like fairness and opportunity and respect. So what I figure I'll do is support the people who fight for that. That particularly includes folks like teachers, journalists, and also veterans and their families.
You had an interesting, actually, Twitter exchange recently where you were accused of wanting to become a mainstream publisher. And you responded and said, you know, maybe I'm kind of discreet. I'm trying to do the best for everyone I can, which often means side channels and quiet diplomacy. We're at a moment where a lot of tech founders are very loud. And I wonder if you feel like that's one of the reasons that you left Craigslist, or if you believe that doing this work this way is ultimately more effective.
Well, I left Craigslist management because people around me helped me understand how much as a manager that I suck. Regarding, people who get loud about different things, the world doesn't need more loud people giving their opinions. Maybe what we need are people who work together quietly for common good, and that often means working in back channels, trying to encourage the people who want to do a better job for everyone. And, you know, that seems to work.
Craig Newmark is the founder of Craigslist. He now runs Craig Newmark Philanthropies. The foundation has recently directed over $1 million to different initiatives to fight fake news. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.